I got this question for you. Should employees who choose not to go to work, they go on strike, and then they get a free check in the form of an unemployment payment? My answer to that would be no. It always has been no. And I thought I'd invite on Washington State Senator John Braun, who's the new head of the GOP caucus. Senator Braun, welcome back.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Are they going to be able to actually get this through? Because you know it's being pushed in both Oregon and Washington to qualify people who voluntarily walked off the job, who have a job to return to when they choose to return to the job, that they're going to be qualified for unemployment. And I just think it's dead wrong, although it looks like a smoking good gift from the Democrats to their friends in the unions.
Yeah, this bill is deeply unfair. It was proposed last year here in Washington. We were able to stop it. This year is a little tougher, frankly. But yeah, it's definitely putting, you know, the government's hand on the scales when it comes to the discussions between employers and employees, and certainly employees have the right to organize and strike. But the idea that they don't have sufficient power to negotiate for, you know, good labor agreements with employers is just dead wrong. And we've seen that play out a number of cases around our country just in the last 2 years, where employees have gotten very good agreements with employers under the current situation. Now this will allow them to go on strike, be paid by the unemployment fund, which is funded by all the workers. And remember, in Washington, at least only about 15% of folks are unionized. That means the other 85% are going to subsidize these folks going on strike of their own choosing and negotiating for better wages. And again, I don't have any problem with negotiating, but why should they be subsidized to do that?
And by the way, I know somebody, Senator, is going to call in and say, well, John Braun is wrong because he said the workers are paying for it and it's actually a tax paid by the employer. But I pay it on behalf of my workers, and I pay it, you know, in other words, if I had no workers at all, I don't have to pay unemployment. But if I do have workers, then I have to pay it. So I pay it as a consequence of employing people. And so anything I pay to the state for unemployment is money I can't pay to my producers, who do a darn good job, by the way. But they're going to say, well, no, that's not really the workers paying that. That's their boss. I beg to differ. In the same way that Social Security taxes are collected half from the worker, half from the employer, but all for the benefit of the worker, that's something that's effectively being paid to the worker. Would you agree?
I agree entirely. And if somebody wants to quibble on technicalities, the reality, it all comes out of the same pot, and that's money that could be paid to workers if it's not sucked up in the unemployment insurance fees that will subsidize other workers striking. I mean, yeah, you can get bogged down in the individual details, but the fact is this money comes from the same pot, and you can't pay it to your employees if you're having to pay it to the Employment Security Department here in the state of Washington so they can subsidize other activities.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about, Senator Braun, is this thing basically at this point, it's on a glide path to Bob Ferguson's desk?
Well, I am worried that's the case. I mean, we didn't have much success at stopping it in the Senate. We were able to stop it last year. And this year, it's even worse. We did get it reduced from 26 weeks of the benefits to 12 weeks, but 26, 12, either way, it likely puts the business in receivership before they ever get back to work. I mean, that's a long time to be out on strike. We saw the Boeing strike here last fall in Washington, went on for, I think, 6 weeks. By independent estimates, it cost our economy $10 billion. So it's not just a cost to the Employment Security Department, to the UI Trust Fund. It's also all the associated costs that go with extending the strike beyond what would be required to reach an agreement. It's going to be devastating to our economy and to the cost of doing business here in the state of Washington. People who are supporting this and at the same time say they want to, you know, improve services, improve infrastructure and state. I just don't take them serious. If they're serious, they wouldn't be doing things that's going to drive up the cost of doing things here in the state of Washington. You probably already know this, but Governor Newsom down in California vetoed this idea here a couple years ago. And he said he was doing that because of the high, you know, big deficit in their budget. And it just was the wrong time. But if you look at their deficit and the deficit here in Washington right now, Governor Newsom, by the same logic, would have even more reason to veto it. He certainly hasn't told me he would do that, but I hope he understands the devastation this will have on our economy.
Yeah, and there's at this point, there's no fix other than perhaps maybe getting Ferguson to do the same thing that Newsom had done.
That's what I think. I just can't. I'm hopeful, and we'll keep trying. I know the House Republicans are working to stop the bill. This House Democrats passed this bill out of their chamber last year, so it's going to be a tough go to try and stop it there this time.
Senator Braun, thanks very, very much.
All right. Thanks for having me on. Have a great day.